A new government is taking power in Liberia today. Businessman Judah Bryant is being sworn in as chairman of a two-year interim administration that it's hoped will end 14 years of civil war. Bryant was selected in August by Liberia's warring factions after former President Charles Taylor went into exile in Nigeria. Elections are to be held in 2005. New York Times reporter Sumini Sengupta is in Monrovia, Liberia's capital. What do you know about Judah Bryant, and how did his selection come about?
Judah Bryant was, until recently, a little-known private businessman in Monrovia, a member of a political party who was chosen by the warring factions during their peace talks in nearby Ghana. He was not closely affiliated with any of the sides, neither Charles Taylor's government nor the rebels seeking to oust him. His challenge is going to be to put together a government of national reconciliation, a formidable challenge in a country where these groups have been at each other's throats for a very long time and where there's still significant bitterness and mistrust among them.
Will this government play a role in disarming the country, or is that up to the UN peacekeeping mission?
Disarmament is a principal task of the United Nations peacekeeping forces. But clearly, to succeed, they're going to have cooperation from the new government and chiefly the leaders of the three groups, Charles Taylor's former government, as well as the two rebel groups. Their leaders are going to have to agree to get on board with the disarmament program.
Monrovia has been largely quiet since Taylor left in August. What about the rest of the country?
Monrovia is really a changed place. The UN peacekeeping force has managed to make this largely a weapons-free city. Everyone knows that there are guns that are being hidden in houses in the capital, but they're not out in the open. Now, in the rest of the country, the story is very different because only about 4,000 of the 15,000 peacekeepers that are supposed to be here are actually on the ground here. And there continue to be reports of fighting between loyalists to Taylor and the rebel groups in isolated pockets of the country. There also continue to be reports of the usual harassment of civilians by young men and boys with Kalashnikovs on their shoulders. So there's still a lot of work to be done.
But there's a hope that possibly this bloodshed might be over.
When I spoke to Liberians on the street yesterday, on the eve of the inauguration, this was their hope. They said to me very optimistically, I thought, that this would be the beginning of a new era, that there would be some measure of normalcy. This is a place where hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced from their homes. It's a place where children are more familiar with guns than school textbooks. This is a place where for 14 years, Charles Taylor has played a central role, first as a warlord, then as a president, and now he is gone. And the government of this country, starting today, is supposed to be a government of national unity. Whether after 14 years there can be unity, there can be reconciliation, is the question on everyone's minds.
New York Times reporter Sumini Sengupta in Monrovia, Liberia.